Okay, good morning, Erev. Good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So the last Aliyah of Vayakel, at least when it's Inan Mechubarin, of course, focuses on the Chatzar Mishkan, beginning with the Mizbah Chaula and moving to the Kior, and then to the Kalea Chatzar and the Yistos, Hechatzar, etc. So the new information which is presented in this Aliyah is the makeup of the Kior, and the Kior, of course, is constructed of the Maros. The Kior is backloaded in general, right? It's not in Truma. It's not in Tetzav V'Lik, the Mizbeach HaKtoris, it's in Kisisa, and part of that, of course, has to do with the, idea of Sota that comes up with the Egel Hazav, so that, makes a lot of sense, Vayash Kesa'am, so the, Mei Kior is used for the Mei Sota. But what's new in Parshas Vayakel has to do with the Maros, and here we have the beautiful Rashi, quoting the Medrash, that Maos Haya Bifnei Moshe, that Moshe was, totally repulsed by the idea of using these Maros, of Tachas HaTapua Charaticha, Shama Chibla Schemecha, Shama Chibla Yoladascha, the idea that the women, Noah Animimcha, they used them to be mishtadel, in terms of, keeping the Jewish people going after the spirit of the men effectively was broken. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's response, classically, is Chavivin Alayelu Yoser Mibekulan, that these are the most precious, because what they really reflect is something of a person's inner world. And, when it comes to spirituality in general, we have a principle of Rachmana Libaboy. A Kaddish Baruch Hu isn't interested in superficiality. A Kaddish Baruch Hu is really interested in, in authenticity. And these obviously meant a great deal. But I do think that there's another, facet here. Well, first let me point out the Ramban, and then I want to try to develop the facet. So the Ramban says, there are a lot of things that were used let's call them, using the language of the Medrash, the Yetzer Hara, which isn't always a bad thing, right? B'chol vavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha, that's part of Avodas Hashem also. But Tabas, Agil, v'chumaz, and the chumaz in particular had a certain kind of association with it. So why was Moshe all worked up about, specifically the Maros? This is the Ramban, it's a fascinating idea. He says it's one thing for there to be a kind of havlah for things to be, mixed into a broader, array. But when it comes to, having a kli, which is miyuchad the kach, meaning the kior, which is comprised and constructed exclusively of the maros, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt like that was a bridge too far, because there's, you couldn't just look at it as, sort of one big, havlah, but on the contrary, having a kli miyuchad, a kli is a davar that's misuyam, that Moshe Rabbeinu, was thinking in very halachic terms, I guess, no surprise, and having a kli which is misuyam, which is particular and set apart, predicated on these mirrors, is something which was, troubling to Moshe. Another way of thinking about the kior, is the kior is, of course, the kli of purification, of tara, so maybe that was also kind of like a stira pratit, how could Tara come from that? But that's the whole point, is that these women really were al Tara Sakodesh. So I just wanted to conclude with this, something that we noted before in the name of Rashi, Vayas Bitzalos Ha'aron, when the Aron reflects Mesiris Nefesh of Bitzalel. Bitzalel, was Moser Nefesh to perfect the Aron in every which way. And I think that idea, of Mesiris Nefesh being one of the prerequisites for Hashras Hashchina, of the Bris Chadasha that the Ramban wrote about in the beginning of the Parsha, of the idea of having, a new covenant and a new opportunity for Vishachanti B'socham. So I think that's written all over Parshas Vayakel. With Bitzalel is a great example, Masar Nafsho Malacha, Yosem Mikol HaChachamim Lefikach Nichrei Sal Shemo, and let's not forget, it's Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur. Chur was the ultimate and literal Moser Nefesh, right, in standing up to the Egel Azav. And then we have these women who were Moser Nefesh, when everything looked bleak. It wasn't like the men, had unique information. The women just, were naively going along, and they understood what the risks were in terms of having children, and if anything, it would be more painful to them, right, to gestate and deliver these children, have these children taken from them and enslaved and massacred. And yet the women, understood that there was simply no path forward if they wouldn't, take that step. So that kind of Mesiris Nefesh, all started with Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of Imayin Mechenina Misivcha Sher Kasavta, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesiris Nefesh. So I think the real idea, the real story here is part of what makes the new Hashras Hashchina possible. What allows the relationship to survive this existential threat? Well, if you have a couple that, if things are on the rocks, so one of the ways that, the betrayed party might come along and say, I'm not ready to give up on my partner yet is if they know that the partner at points in the past has been moser nefesh for the relationship, you know, and that the nimshal here, of course, is Kadosh Baruch Hu saw zacharti lachasin nirayecha vasku osayich lachtecha acharei b'bar beretz ozra. Klal Yisrael moser nefesh for the relationship with Hashem, and certainly the women, the Maros Hatzovos and Moshe Rabbeinu, Rimayin Mechenin Amisifu Chasher Kasavta, and Chur and Betzalel. You know, when you're dealing with a people that's prepared to be Moser Nefesh, it's hard to say that, there's going to be a fatal blow. It could be a cataclysm. The Egel Zav was very bad. We're not minimizing it. But at the end of the day, when you see people that are Moser Nefesh for something, so that creates, I think, a very different kind of, an investment. It's the ultimate investment, the relationship in a Kaddish Baruch Hu response in kind. Good Shabbos to everybody.